We're about to see a fierce and divisive debate take place over President Trump's nominee for the Supreme Court. We're going to hear a lot about the nominee's position on religious freedom. Knowing that the torrid debate is coming, I want to offer some words of preparation and warning that might be helpful to you. Repeatedly in my writings, speeches, and commentaries on State of Belief, I have said that we are now facing the most hostile and powerful threats to alter or eliminate religious freedom that we have seen since the adoption of the First Amendment to the Constitution. The background of, and my reasons for, a stark and serious warning come from my eyewitness observance of a movement led primarily by Catholic bishops and many evangelical Christians to change the meaning of the First Amendment. That strategy already has had success in weakening the two religion clauses in the First Amendment that clearly define what religious freedom means. Just prior to introducing his nominee for a seat on the Supreme Court, President Trump, who has demonstrated clearly that he has no idea of what religious liberty means, said pointedly to evangelical Christians that they were going to be very pleased with his nominee. Later, he remarked that his candidate for the High Court was noted for his support of religious freedom. Now, let me stop right there and ask the question, what kind of religious freedom has this judge supported? Is it the freedom defined in the First Amendment, or a fake and distorted religious freedom as propagated by those seeking religious freedom for themselves that offers little to no real religious freedom for people in other religions or people who hold to no religion? What I've been warning about in recent years has now been overtly placed in the public square for Americans to embrace or reject. Judge Neil Gorsuch, who supposedly holds a textual approach to the Constitution, affirmed the Hobby Lobby case that, for the first time in history, treated corporations as individuals. Gorsuch also, again, contrary to prior rulings based on the First Amendment, turned the freedom of religion into a tool for fostering discrimination. Now, those rulings strike me as much closer to the propaganda of those who want to do away with religious freedom than the application of the First Amendment that protects freedom for all individuals and remains the cornerstone of democracy. The debate will be heated. The political fight will be nasty. Please, please pay close attention. When you hear the words support for religious freedom, by all means ask what kind of religious freedom is being talked about. That freedom resident in the First Amendment to the Constitution that discriminates against no person or religion, or that popular pseudo form of freedom peddled by people glorifying only religious freedom for themselves. Ask hard questions, and don't stop until you have satisfactory answers. Religious freedom was meant for everybody, not just for one or two brands of Christians or as a convenience for discriminatory corporations. Remember, religious freedom never was meant to support any kind of discrimination. The old dog-eared, well-worn phrase from a century ago is still as relevant as I speak as it was when it was first spoken. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. My friends, the battle for real freedom is underway. Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you've made a donation to State of Belief Radio this week, I want to say a sincere thank you. We're counting on you. We're counting on you now more than ever. And quite frankly, so are many listeners who aren't able to find the voices that we amplify week after week anywhere else. If you've heard something that you found to be helpful, I urge you to share it with others who might also benefit from hearing it. It's really easy to do that on Facebook and Twitter. Direct your friends to stateofbelief.com, where they'll find full episodes and in-depth archives, extended interviews, transcripts, and links mentioned in the show. That's stateofbelief.com. State of Belief Radio is a production of Interfaith Alliance. Become a member today at interfaithalliance.org. Our producer is Ray Kirstein. Be sure to join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. And until then, you all take care of each other. I'm Welton Gaddy. That's State of Belief.
I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.